Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. Before we start today's episode, I have a couple of disclaimers. First of all, I'm not a medical expert. I have no experience in the medical field. So anything I talk about nutritionally or medically that I have done with my child has just been what worked best for him and my family. Please speak with your doctor and pediatrician and with anything regarding your child's health. Secondly, you know your baby best. There's no judgment here. If you disagree with what I say or you think what I say is silly, you can fast forward past it or you can go on to the next episode that you find interesting. It's okay. You know your baby best. And along the same lines, I would hope that you are not judgmental of me towards what I do for my baby because I know my child best and I know my family best. So no judgment here. It's just strictly tips and tricks and what worked for me and just my experience. In addition to this podcast, you can find a lot more information on my website, lovingthismamalife.com. I'm also on Instagram at _lovingthismamalife, and I'm on Facebook at lovingthismamalife. So check that out and hope you enjoy. Hey guys, in today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about breastfeeding and formula and why I didn't end up exclusively breastfeeding my son. So I had done a lot of research before my son was born about breastfeeding and how breast milk is really beneficial for them. And in the initial state, in my case, before my son was even born, my breasts were leaky and they start leaking colostrum, which is like the pre-milk, which is the super nutritious, it's like almost clear with a tint of like milky white and super thick and super sticky. And that's the super nutritious, like first milk. So when women are pregnant and they first start getting their milk in, it's colostrum that comes in and it's a very small amount. But newborn babies have their stomach's about the size of a ping pong ball. So they don't eat a ton. They just eat frequently. So I had done all the research and knew that breast milk is very beneficial for baby and there's tons of benefits and very important for them. On the opposite side, I'd also read a lot about people's struggles with it. And not being able to latch well, and it being a very frustrating experience and a very traumatic experience for this new mom whose hormones are all over the place. I also read about how you can get cracked nipples can bleed, baby can seem like they're eating a lot, but they're not eating a lot. And so I had actually had conversations with a lot of my mom friends, and a couple of them had mentioned that they pumped and did bottles. So they pumped their breast milk into bottles and or freezer bags and stored it, and then they knew for sure how much their son was getting or their daughter was getting. And that sounded appealing to me because I was worried, you know, all the stuff that I was reading said you feed them until they're done or until your breasts feel empty. But I don't know what that feels like. How do I know that they're done? How do I know that they're not like crying or wiggling away because they have gas or they're not able to get anything out? So for those moms out there who have breastfed, I'm sure that's probably something you figure out and you know, but I was really sort of anxious about that in the beginning. But my husband and I had talked about it a lot and we had agreed that I was going to try and breastfeed. And if for whatever reason it wasn't working out, I was going to pump and we were going to supplement with formula. So I did also, in addition to doing research for breast milk or breastfeeding, I did a lot of research on the best infant formula that's closest to breast milk, the best type of formula that we could get. And I found some that had pretty good reviews and seemed great. So I got a can of that to have on hand at home just in case the breastfeeding didn't work out or whatever. So fast forward to a couple months later, my son's born. I'm in post-op recovering from my C-section. The nurses say, you know, give him skin to skin. So I had him in his diaper against my chest and they said, you know, let's try and get him to breastfeed, put him on your breast. And that's all they said. So I said, okay. And I stuck his little head on my breast thinking like, hey, he's going to figure it out and just start eating. And, well, he didn't. His face was sort of like moving around back and forth. And I was like sort of trying to adjust him to try and get him to latch on and suck and start eating. And he wasn't. And he was starting to fuss. And the nurses came to try and help me. And there was three of them. There was one that was holding my son and one that was holding my back and another that was squeezing and trying to manipulate my breast to get it in his mouth. And I just sat there with my hands on the side of me, just looking ahead at my husband at the foot of the bed and just crying. Like, this is just frustrating and humiliating. But I tried. And they tried a couple, we got him to latch on one side and it seemed like he was doing okay for a couple seconds. And then he wasn't and started fussing and crying again. So we tried the other side, same thing. They said to try and like squeeze my breast a little bit to get some of the colostrum out. So like it was on the outside so he could taste it. So I tried that and that didn't work either. So I said, you know, if he's hungry, can we just, I'm okay if we give him a bottle. And so they had little ready-made formula bottles and they did Enfamil like infant, and they just had a tiny like 2 ounce bottle and gave him like an ounce of it and he was good. And so they said, well, once you get to mother and baby, we'll put you in touch, we'll have the lactation consultant come up and see you. So I said, okay, great. So until we got out of post-op, we gave him one more bottle. They took us up to mother baby. They had the lactation consultant come in and we tried again. I was sitting in the hospital bed because I hadn't actually gotten up from my C-section yet. And she brought some pillows. She brought like a boppy pillow. And we tried for about 30 minutes and no luck. And she said, well, he doesn't seem to be wanting to latch, so I'll come back a little later today. Okay. So in the meantime, the nurse came in to see me. She said, you know, how's the breastfeeding going? And I said, it's not going great. And she said, oh, it's okay. It takes some moms, and babies a little while to figure it out. Just keep trying. And I said, you know, I'd really like to pump. So I'm going to have my husband go home and get my breast pump. And she said, oh, you don't need to. We have all the stuff here. So they had individual sealed kits of like all the pumping attachments. And then they had a pump that was like on wheels. So she brought the pump in. And so I started doing that. And anytime we gave him a bottle, I'd pump and I'd get, you know, an ounce out, maybe 2 ounces. So we'd give him a bottle. And then the next feeding, we'd give him the bottle with my breast milk in it. And we'd just switch off that way as more of my milk came in. So we were in the hospital for 4 days and the lactation consultant came 8 times, twice a day. And none of those times were we able to get him to successfully breastfeed. And each time I was feeling more and more like a failure and getting more and more frustrated and discouraged. And it was hard for my husband to watch. My son is hungry and not getting fed because we're spending 30 minutes trying to get him to breastfeed. And my husband and I talked about it and I decided I can't keep doing this. This is not something that I want to keep doing. I know it's important for him to get the breast milk and I'm going to pump and give it to him, but I don't want to keep trying to get him to breastfeed and have this feeling of frustration and failure. Now that was my choice. I know there's tons of moms out there that were able to overcome that hurdle and work at it and get it to work for them, which is great. But I'm a firm believer that baby just needs to be fed. Yes, breast milk has a lot more nutritional value than formula. However, I didn't want to have to deal with all the new mom stuff in addition to this. So we decided I'm going to pump when we feed it, whenever we feed him. And depending on how much milk I'm making, if we need to supplement every other bottle with formula, we will. So that's what we ended up doing. We got home from the hospital. While we were in the hospital, we were giving him every other bottle was Enfamil infant formula. And it was like the ready-made kind. And we found that it was causing him a lot of gas. He was like getting really rigid after eating and screaming. His face was getting all red and he was like arching his back, which his pediatrician said could be like a sensitivity to the formula. So they switched us to Enfamil Gentle Ease. And that was better, but still it seemed like whenever he would have a bottle of breast milk, he'd be okay. But when he'd have a bottle of formula, he was like not super comfortable. So once we got home, we switched to I had bought the Enfamil Inspire, which is like super expensive formula that I thought, you know, this has all this great stuff in it, like breast milk. So it's like the best, like closest to breast milk type thing. And we came to find that had just too much stuff in it that it made him even more gassy. So we switched again to Similac Alimentum, which is processed, like really broken down milk protein. So it's a lot less milk because we suspected that he might have a sensitivity to the lactose. And as soon as we switched him to the Alimentum, it was like night and day. He was immediately better and much more happier with his bottles. And I continued to pump. I wasn't making a ton of milk. I'd probably make an ounce or two in the beginning, each pumping on each side. So like 4 ounces, and he was doing 2 ounces every 2 hours. So I was able to make enough to sustain him throughout the day, but not enough I was able to make him enough to feed him a couple bottles a day, but not every feeding. So kept trying with the pumping for a few months, and I just wasn't making enough. And so I made the decision like, hey, both of us are up every night to give him a bottle and then me to pump. And if I'm not making enough in these feedings to like stock up more, then I'm going to stop pumping overnight. So I stopped pumping overnight and would spend that time, because he was eating every 2 hours. So my husband and I would alternate. He'd take a feeding and I'd take a feeding, and it gave us both the opportunity to you know, bond with him and feed him, which was nice because then we were able to get more sleep also. And I was able to get more sleep because I was still recovering from C-section. Even weeks later, I was still sore and still recovering. So it was nice for me to get a little sleep. And so then I got to the point where he was doing five or six feedings a day, and I'd pump at all of those. And then I cut down to pumping 3 times a day by about 3 months in. And then at 4 months, I was pumping twice a day until I just wasn't making enough in those twice a day pumpings. Because when you're pumping or breastfeeding, it's supply and demand. So your breast milk will be produced as much as the baby wants it. And in this case, the pumping was simulating the baby eating. So I was pumping twice a day and I was just making less and less. So by about 5 months, I would pump once a day to make one bottle worth in the morning. So we'd give him that during the day. And then by 5.5 months, I was done. And we were okay with that. That worked fine for our family. Again, I'm not saying that breastfeeding is not worth it. I'm sure that it is, but for me, it was just so challenging and so discouraging and so upsetting that I wasn't able to make it work after 8 or 9 times with him. And I felt that by pumping, I was still getting him the nutrition he needed. Maybe I was missing out on the bonding that's experienced through breastfeeding. I still felt like I was bonding with him enough just by giving him bottles and spending time with him throughout the day. So just wanted to share my experience. And I think there's still a lot of people out there that will say, you have to breastfeed, you have to breastfeed, you have to breastfeed. Even the nurses at the hospital were saying, you need to breastfeed, you need to breastfeed, you need to breastfeed. And I'm here to say that if you don't, it's okay. Or if you aren't able to, it's okay. You know, baby needs to be fed however he or she gets fed. And having a depressed and emotionally unhappy mother is not the best for baby. So if it's causing you a lot of upsetness and discouragement and depression or anything like that, then don't do it. Get some help. There's a lot of resources out there, lactation specialists, a lot of insurance will cover it. The hospital will cover it when you're there. There's a lot of like mom groups and things. There's classes that you can take. I did all of that. And still with all of that, I wasn't able to successfully get him to breastfeed. Now, maybe I could have tried harder and tried longer, which if we were to have another child, I may come at it with a different mindset and try a little more, or at least can pump more frequently so I was making enough milk to feed them breast milk for longer. But ultimately, this worked fine for us. By 5 months, we were introducing solids, and now he's a very healthy, almost 1.5-year-old. So what we did was fine. So as I've mentioned multiple times, to each their own, you do what you think is best for your baby and your family. But I just wanted to share my perspective that I didn't exclusively breastfeed from my breast, and it was fine. And the baby was fine, and my family's fine. So if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Just make, you know, baby fed is always best. So anyway, that's it for this one. This is the first podcast in a series of feeding baby. So stay tuned next week for another episode about introducing solids. Woohoo! Thanks so much for listening.